Sam, fantastic to get back into the new season of Brumbies. Coming out of the country is fantastic, only just being up the road as well.
Yeah, it's great. It's good to bring rugby back to the rural areas, and I think it's shown by the turnout tonight. It's been quite a success.
Of course, warmest congratulations on getting the captaincy of the Brumbies as well. You're sharing with Christian, and we'll be looking forward to seeing his return. And he's just been such an inspiration as well. And well, you'll take the mantle by yourself. We're looking forward to seeing back.
Absolutely. I mean, Christian's going to be helping on and off the pitch however he can throughout the season, but for the time being, it's me out on the pitch, so I'll be doing the best I can to lead the boys.
Also, the first ever Corindo I bought to actually go there and captain a Super Rugby team. Must be very proud, and one of the rare ones from Central North as well.
Yeah, I didn't really think of it that way, but it's just an absolute honour to captain the Super Rugby team that they gave me my start, so I'm looking forward to this season, what we can build with the Brumbies down there.
Want to be part of the Brumbies? Just go to brumbies.com.au. Of course, great to see that last year you were part of the Australian 15 and picked on the Wallaby Tour. But it's one of those things now, you want to get that gold shirt back, don't you?
Absolutely. When you play rugby, you want to play at the highest level. And that's still my goal, to play for the Wallabies. So I'll be doing everything I can to get back in that jersey.
How are you enjoying the whole experience of being part of the Brumbies? You're looking forward to extending your contract, or in reality, with such fantastic offers overseas, you've got to look at everything, haven't you?
Well, I guess I'll just handle that when it comes, really. I haven't really looked too much into it at the moment. So when it comes down to decision time, I'll weigh up all the options and see what happens.
What about Steve Larkham as a coach? He'll be moving on to the end of the year, but what sort of coach has he been for you?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, obviously, technically, he's one of the smartest coaches going around in world rugby. So to have him coaching us and leading us from the front is just something we can only learn from.
And, of course, you've got a bit of a hard edge there with Peter Ryan being a part of the team as well. He's relentless, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rhino's one of the best defensive coaches in Australia, so we're really lucky to have him down in Canberra, and we'll be looking forward to using him as much as we can this season.
But there's a loss with Dave Pocock, which is a big loss for the province, but great opportunities for the likes of Alcock and also Butler to step into the breach and help you out in the back row.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty hard when you lose a player like David Pocock, but what the Brumbies have always prided themselves on is developing young players, and having blokes coming down to Canberra with something to prove. So I think we'll see that towards the end of the season.
Well, Sammy, it's been an absolute pleasure to interview you, and of course it's great to hear that I can say that Sam Carter, of course, is the skipper, ACT Brumbies, and I think it's the first ever Central North skipper of a Super Rugby team. So Sam, well, congratulations. We hope you have an injury-free season and you can get the glistening of the gold back in all over your body, man.
Cheers, Rixie. Thanks very much.